Airy Productions Unlimited presents Undocumented Features, Future Imperfect, Correspondence by Benjamin D. Hutchins, hi, that's me, with Philip J. Moyer and Jeff DePew. A few introductory notes. When Correspondence debuted on the Airy Productions discussion forum, it was something of an experiment. I wanted to show, at least in broad strokes, what became of Tali Shukra after Starcrossed, and more or less how she and her family fit into Future Imperfect. But many of the stories into which those lines could have been worked had already long since been finished, and doing a whole separate story or series of stories seemed too much like adding a porch to the house. So I had the idea of doing it this way. This is a literary form called epistolary. It dates back to about the 15th century. In a sense, everything in the forum's featured documents area is a sort of stab at epistolary storytelling, but this was the first time, as far as I can recall, that I'd tried to tell an entire narrative this way. Correspondence was originally released as a three-part forum mini-story, for sufficient values of mini. It's presented here compiled in a single document in audio format for the first time. Excelsior, Griffin. Millinocket, April 10th, 2010. Recorded in May of 2011. 2380. From Benjamin D. Hutchins, Griffin, upns.com.zc. Return path, Griffin, bombsite.upns.com.zc. Subject, the best laid plans. To Tali.Shukra, archangel.navy.qu. Date, Saturday, March 29th, 2380, 02-01-03-0 GST. Dear Tali, I've had to write a lot of hard-to-begin letters over the last week or so, but I think this one's been the hardest. I've made 5 or 6 false starts a day on it for the last week, ever since I arrived back in Zeta Cygni. By now, you've probably seen the news reports of my trial on Earth last week. If not, well, I've done it. With a lot of help, I've finally managed to clear my name. I'm a free man again. I don't have to run or hide anymore. I'm sorry for the way we got separated on Halo. I don't know if you saw what went down or not, but if not, I need you to know I did not willingly abandon you there. Vision and Zaid, that merc she hired, had arranged beforehand that if Kay showed up, they were going to get me out of there, whether I wanted to go or not. And I can tell you, Zaid had quite a right hook at the time. Vision and I had words about that once I came to, but by then we were so far out that the Federation would have been there by the time I could get back. I hated like hell to stay away, but it was the only thing I could do. So I went back to Deneb and cleaned out my safe house there, in case Kay had managed to get a line on it somehow. When we left Deneb, I planned to go looking for you, try to figure out some way of making contact that wouldn't cause trouble for you. Before I could do that, well, it's my own fault. I was so angry at Vision for what she and Zaid did that I didn't pre-flight my Valkyrie properly. One of the Cochrane coils had some micro-fractures in it from my fight with the Blue Suns, and when I went to warp speed, the engines went into a cascading imbalance. We went over the high side, ended up in a parallel dimension, which is where I've spent the last 24 years your time, nearly 40 for me. Written out like that, it looks like the lamest excuse ever conceived, doesn't it? But it's true. That's really what happened. I only got back last month, and that by accident. At least there's symmetry. Fortunately, while I was gone, a lot of people had put in a lot of effort toward clearing me. That laid the groundwork for me and my crew to make it happen. I think I can see your hand in some of it. I hope so. It might mean you didn't hate me for leaving you. So anyway, tonight I'm sitting here in what used to be my office in the old UPNS complex at Zeta Cygni, surrounded by the ghosts of a past so distant it seems like it happened to somebody else. And I'm listening to Grieg's Piano Concerto in A and thinking about how it used to be one of your favorite pieces of music. I'm remembering the day you played it on your Omni-tool in the kitchen while I tried, and failed, to make right-handed satay ponorogo. That bit around 4 minutes into the first movement is making the windows shake and would really be annoying my neighbors if I had any, but I don't. There's nobody here but me. Even my crew is off chasing down survivors from the old WDF. I've spent the last week trying to make contact with everyone I can find from the old days, pulling together the barest fragments of a plan for making the WDF live again. It'll take me years, if it's even possible at all. I've got an idea, too, for a new settlement here in the Sphere. Did you know about the Sphere? Wolfgang and his people have kept it pretty well secret, but I know how smart and inquisitive you are. So much stuff is running through my head that it doesn't feel like I've finished one race so much as I'm beginning another one, but nobody's shooting at me. Nobody's going to come run me out of here. I saw Kay at my trial the other day. I don't know who her therapist is, but whoever it is does good work. I'm not going to say we're exactly friends again, but we're civil, which is an interesting change. You've probably noticed by now that I'm just kind of rambling. I didn't really know whether I should send this. Part of me said, hell, Ben. That was 24 years ago to her, and from where she was standing, it probably looked like you'd ditched her. She doesn't want to hear from your sorry ass now. She'll have her own life well in order. Don't bother her. If she wants, she'll get in touch with you. But I miss you, Tali Shukra. If it had been up to me, I'd have let you come with me into exile when Goodyear had to end. You convinced me before you left for the migrant fleet. We'd have had wild and crazy adventures, and hell, who knows? I expect we'd have found a way to arrive at this day. And you'd be here with me tonight. We'd have spent the last week deciding where home should be. Instead, I'm going to send you an email that you might not even want to get, and then I'm going to go to bed alone and listen to the shipping forecast. And tomorrow I'm going to get up and get back to work. Like the poet said, sometimes life ain't fair. I hope you're well. I hope you're happy. Even if you don't want anything more to do with me, I think if I know that, I'll be okay. Because whatever you think of me, I still love you. Aloha. G. From Tali Shukra Vas Archangel, tali.shukra.archangel.navy.qu. Return path, tali.shukra.ts23238.archangel.navy.qu. Subject, re, the best laid plans. To Benjamin D. Hutchins, Griffin, upns.com.zc. Date, Saturday, March 29th, 2380, 08-13-43-0 GST.
Keela, I thought you were dead. I know you had a drive malfunction. Morden and I mapped the subspace anomaly it left behind. When word reached us last week that you'd been captured, I thought they meant the other Griffin, until I read it more closely and saw that they'd caught you both. Or you caught him and turned yourself in. Then I knew it must really be you. Only you could do something as mad as that and get away with it. Where can I even start? So much has changed since you disappeared. Since we settled for good in the Scandia system, the flotilla has become a proper nation. We're called the Quarian Union now. Some of us chose to keep wandering, but most remain here, and the others return from time to time. For all their big talk about the nobility of the nomadic life, I think they like having the security of a home port to rely on. We've also set up a gas mine on Substance, and an orbital fueling station. Ships bound for Lucas and Heskminer sectors stop in a lot. It keeps life interesting. We've done a lot of research into Halo. We still don't know what it is, or where it came from, but Morden and our own scientists have done a great deal of basic research into the environment, and how we can be adapted to live in it. There are several permanent test settlements on the surface now. Those who live there must still live as we do aboard ship, in their suits. But it's a start. A few years ago they offered me the governorship of Halo. Well, they call it a captaincy, since within our legal framework it's considered a ship. But I couldn't accept. I spent a lot of time there in the course of my work, but I could never live there. They put the main settlement where Goodyear used to be. Too many memories. I think our old house is still there. When we finished the evacuation, we never bothered to tear it down. You probably didn't find out about it before you had your accident, but everyone from Goodyear resettled on a moon in the Kebra system. The last time I was there was 4 years ago, for New Goodyear's 20th anniversary festival. It's a busy little agri-city now, not cut off from the galaxy like old Goodyear, but still carefully and happily remote. People keep themselves to themselves, as Scott says. Miranda's still running the place, but last time we talked I got the feeling she was getting restless. The argument in the conclave continues about exactly what Halo should be to our people. Some of the delegates want to start calling it New Rannoch and begin phased relocation of the entire crews of our oldest and poorest condition ships to the surface. Some want to wait until such time as those who settle there can do so without environment suits, though that may take generations to achieve. Others want to abandon all settlement there and just lease research rights to outside academics. And so it goes. Did I mention we like to debate? I guess it's my turn now to ramble. It's a stupid nervous habit I seem to have developed in the last few years. If we were together in person, I'd be talking on and on and on and not saying a single thing that had any meaning, because it keeps me from having to deal with the topic I really should be addressing. I miss you too, Benjamin. If I could, I would leave for Zeta Cygni tomorrow. But I have responsibilities here. I'm the de facto leader of all the Halo research and exploration efforts. I'm the Quarian government's liaison to the biomedical studies being conducted there as well. And I have a family. After we found evidence that your warp drive had failed, I didn't want to believe you were gone. I spent a decade searching the galaxy for anything that could prove us wrong. Some sign that you were just marooned somewhere, like you and I were on Halo. I had elaborate fantasies of how I'd come swooping out of the sky and rescue you from some isolated rock, and then we'd fly off to some other slightly less isolated rock and live happily ever after. In the process, I went to most of the places you'd been to before we met, and encountered a lot of people whose lives you'd touched. It made me feel even closer to you, learning so much about your life before me. But I didn't find what I was looking for, because it didn't exist except in my own wishful thoughts. Finally, I had to accept defeat like a scientist, Morden's phrase, and come home to the Archangel. I had a childhood friend, Vedic Zora. I think I told you about him. He lived next door to my grandfather, on the Kedron, and his grandfather was the Admiral Miranda and I went to see. I found out later that Admiral Zora knew you in his youth. Sadly, he passed away a few years ago. Vedic had done his pilgrimage a year or so before me and joined the Archangel's crew, and when I finally returned to the ship, he was still here, waiting for me to come home. He was there for me while I grieved for you and the life we never got to have together. A year or so later, he asked me to marry him. I don't know exactly how I can explain the next part to you. My people are trembling on the edge of extinction. There are only 17 million of us left. There are fewer than half as many Quarians in the entire universe as there are people in New York City on Earth. We've practiced very strict population control through our time as wanderers, but it works both ways. It's considered strange for us to remain unmarried when we return from our pilgrimages and establish ourselves as adults. No one is allowed to have more than one or two children, but everyone's expected to have at least one. Otherwise, our population can't remain stable and genetic diversity suffers. Ugh. I'm making it sound like I married out of a sense of biological duty. But I guess there's an element of truth to that, however unattractive it is to confront in so many words. Over the years, Morden has taught me that the facts, however unpalatable, have to be faced head-on. At any rate, that wasn't all there was to it. Vedic is a good man, a solid and reliable man, and he truly loves me. He has never grudged me what I felt, what I still feel, for you. And somewhere along the way, I've learned to love him too, as much as I ever can. Our son, Rael, is 13, just entering secondary tutoring. He'll be ready for his pilgrimage in a few years. He's preparing for a military career, like his father. He cares very little for how Halo came into our people's lives. Like so many of our younger people today, he yearns to return to Rannoc, the homeworld none of us has ever seen. The other day, he proudly informed me that the first thing he would do once the Geth were driven out would be to build a house for his father and me. It's good to have goals. I hope this news doesn't cause you too much pain. If I'd had even the slightest hope that you would ever return, I would have waited for you. I should have listened to Miria. She wouldn't believe that you were gone for good, even when I showed her all the data. When I asked her what she based her conviction on, she gave me a look of pity I wouldn't understand for years and said, "Benjamin cannot die with so much left unfinished. The gods will not allow it." I didn't think there were gods, but I've been wrong before. So, you see how it is. I can't put into words how happy I am that you're alive, and I'd never tell you I want nothing to do with you. You are my first love. That hasn't changed. I don't think it ever could. But it can't be like it was, or like it would have been if things had gone differently when Goodyear ended. Please don't be angry. Love, Tally. From Benjamin D. Hutchins, Griffin, UPNS.com.zc. Return path, Griffin, bombsite, UPNS.com.zc. Subject, not angry. To Tali.Shukra, Archangel.Navy.QU. Date, Sunday, March 30th, 2380. 002342-0GST. Dear Tali, how could I possibly be angry? For all you knew, I was dead. You had to move forward. I'd be a real bastard if I had it in me to hold that against you, don't you think? Sure, I'm sad you can't join me here, but it was a blue sky thought anyway. You've got your own life. Just knowing you're out there living it would be enough. That you're still willing to be any part, however distant, of mine, is the icing on what's already been a hell of a good month. Your husband sounds like a stand-up guy. I think I'd like to meet him someday. And your son, too, that's an ambitious plan for a 13-year-old. I like a kid who's not afraid to think big. If he finds picket duty in Scandia too dull for his taste once he's passed his pilgrimage, I might have a job for him over here. I'm not just putting the band back together, I'm adding a serious horn section. The new Wedge Defense Force is going to be hundreds of ships strong, maybe thousands. We're going to need experienced spacers by the bucketful to finally bring Genom to heel. Also, wait, your husband's grandfather was Keverin Zora? I did know him. He was the first Quarry and I ever really got to know. Our brief visit to the flotilla in 2184 certainly didn't count. Served with Jin Shepherd on the Normandy. Hell of a nice guy. Smart, too. He could make a data system get up and sing Aida. You mentioned Warden a couple of times. Is he still kicking? I'm not actually convinced he had a life extension treatment. I think he just refuses to die while there's still interesting stuff to do. Shetem, G. From Benjamin D. Hutchins, Griffin, UPNS.com.zc. Return path, Griffin, bombsite.UPNS.com.zc. Subject, thank you. To Tali.Shukra, Archangel.Navy.QU. Date, Tuesday, June 23rd, 2381, 14:39:11, minus 0 GST. Dear Tally, it's been a long time since I got a birthday present in the mail. Thank you. This is a terrific piece of kit. It'll take me years to figure out how to make it do everything it does, but I'm having a great time just fooling around with it. Very much looking forward to having you and your family as my guests at our little shindig next week. I think you're going to like the show I've got planned. Te amo, G. From
Tali Shukra Vas Archangel. Tali.Shukra, archangel.navy.qu. Return path, Tali.Shukra, ts23238.archangel.navy.qu. Subject, that was amazing. 2, Benjamin D. Hutchins, Griffin, upns.com.zc. Date, Wednesday, July 8th, 2381, 09:54:39, minus 0 GST. Dear Benjamin, if anyone else had made the announcement you made last Saturday, I'd have said he was crazy. But you just might be able to pull it off. I'm looking forward to seeing it. The hologram was beautiful. I can imagine what the real city will be like. It was wonderful to see you again. I'm glad you got to meet Vedic and Rail, too. I think you made quite an impression. Rail hasn't stopped talking about the tour of the shipyard you gave him. When the newest starship you've ever seen is a 100-year-old Star Destroyer, seeing them being built from scratch is an unforgettable experience. As was meeting the Sterling sisters, I think. Clearly, they all take after their parents. Speaking of which, thank you for introducing me to Dr. Sterling and your father. I think their company can be a great help to us as we develop Scandia. Not only Halo, but the space installations as well. Your father seems like a meticulous engineer, very safety-conscious, and I like his ideas. I think he'll impress the Conclave when the time comes to present proposals. Mind you, it looks like you'll be keeping him busy for quite a while with your own projects. Oh, I almost forgot. I had a message waiting from Scott Chen when I got back to the Archangel. He called to tell me they're breaking ground on a new spaceport town on Euphrates, 100 miles or so from New Goodyear, so that the port expansion they expect won't compromise the standard of living in town. They're going to call it Harrisburg. You'll never guess who the chairman of the Port Authority is. Herrick Mitchell. If you had asked me who I thought would be least likely to have stayed on Euphrates 25 years later. Tally. From Benjamin D. Hutchins, Griffin, upns.com.zc. Return path, Griffin, bombsite.upns.com.zc. Subject, that was amazing. 2, Tali.Shukra, archangel.navy.qu. Date, Thursday, July 9th, 2381, 11:02:31, minus 0 GST. Dear Tali, thank you so much for coming. It meant a lot to me to have you there for the big moment by the lake, and I had a great time meeting your family. I had a feeling I'd like Vedic anyway. Rail's a sharp kid, though if you want a little unsolicited parenting advice from someone completely unqualified to give it, I think maybe he needs a hobby. He's awfully intense for his age. Don't get me wrong, I liked him, and I'm glad he had a good time on the tour, but I had to keep reminding myself he's only 14. I know life on the flotilla is serious business, but damn. Were you like that at 14? I mean, he must have gotten it somewhere, and Vedic seems like he can undo his top button once in a while, so to speak. Go figure about Herrick. I guess maybe all he really wanted was cable, and once New Goodyear had that, he was good to go. Suppose I should cross him off my list of people I need to track down and punch. It's a long, long list. Zaid Masani is right at the top. I think Vision knows where he is, too, but she won't tell me because she knows I'll hunt him down. Which is unfair. I won't hurt him permanently. I just want to punch him in the face one time. Is that so wrong? Speaking of people one feels a moral obligation to punch, I'm not sure if you knew, but there was a bunch of historical archive data on the Omnitool you sent me for my birthday. Yesterday I stumbled across the speech you made to the Conclave during Operation Desperate Gamble. I loved the part where that one admiral got in your face and you just got right back in his. Then to hell with you! I'm still grinning just thinking about it. You're a firecracker, kid. A dangerous and inscrutable interplanetary woman of mystery. Maite Zaitut, G. 2384. From Tali Shukra Varsa Archangel. Tali.Shukra, archangel.navy.qu. Return path, Tali.Shukra, ts23238.archangel.navy.qu. Subject, Rear Admiral? 2. RADM Benjamin D. Hutchins, Griffin, wdf.mil.cc. Date, Wednesday, August 22nd, 2384, 133113-0 GST. Dear Benjamin, I'm not sure whether I should congratulate you on your promotion or not. Given that you gave it to yourself, and that you seem to have undercut yourself a little. If you're a supreme commander of the whole WDF, why Rear Admiral? It seems a bit lacking in ambition. Or are you basing it on the number of ships in active service, so that as the fleet increases, you'll promote yourself again? The new pictures you sent me of New Avalon are impressive, but I particularly like the plans you included for some of the outlying settlements. Is it just my imagination, or do I recognize parts of the street plan of Goodyear in the one labeled Prisoner's Base? I had to look up what that was. It's similar to a game our children play on the flotilla called, this won't surprise you, Fuel Raid. I used to be a champion fuel raider back on the Kythera. Rail is preparing for his pilgrimage, as I mentioned last time. I would be expecting to hear from him if I were you. He still has his heart set on a military career, not one in engineering, but he's not afraid of hard work, and he thinks helping with the rebuilding of the WDF would be a valuable experience, even if you can't find him, his phrase, some soldiering to do. For what it's worth, I think he's right. If he does petition you and you accept him, though, please be sure you're doing it because you really have something useful for him to do, not as a favor to me. You'd be doing neither of us a favor if you went easy on him just because he's my son. But you know that. Love, Tally. From RADM Benjamin D. Hutchins, Griffin, wdf.mil.cc. Return path, Griffin, hq.wdf.mil.cc. Subject, Rear Admiral. 2. Tully.Shukra, archangel.navy.qu. Date, Wednesday, August 22nd, 2384, 1939-12-0 GST. Dear Tally, it's because I'm only interim Supreme Commander. I still hope I'll be able to get Zoner back in the top spot before game day with Genom, in which case I'll just be in command of Blue Squadron. If not, well, I can always swap my rank bars before the shooting starts. It'll mess up a lot of my plans, though. I haven't really got a backup plan for White Squadron if that happens. But there's time yet. My agents in the corporate sector tell me they're still at least 2 years from being able to move against ZC, probably more like 4. That last paragraph was very burned before reading, but you know that. Funny you should mention Rail. The very next message in my inbox was a very polite note from him, asking if he might trade some of his time and energy for valuable military experience he could then take back to the Union and put to use in the defense of the Quarian people. I won't tell him his mother already wrote me and told me I should be sure to work him hard if I hire him. Let the young man have his pride. Besides, you're right, I was going to anyway. So, he might even get to do some proper soldiering before it's all said and done. I won't lie to you, it could get a bit dangerous, but then I remember what you told me about Quarians and danger way back when. Anyway, he's a smart kid, like you were. He'll know when to keep his sprucking head down. Ani ohevo tak, G. 2385. From Rear Admiral Benjamin D. Hutchins, Griffin, wdf.mil.cc. Return path, Griffin, hq.wdf.mil.cc. Subject, you don't see that every day. 2. Tully Shukra, archangel.navy.qu. Date, Tuesday, January 22nd, 2385, 233901-0 GST. Dear Tully, have a look at what turned up on our doorstep today. Yep, it's a ragtag fugitive fleet with a whacking great warship in the lead. There's not much for scale on that picture. I didn't have time to set up my shot, and I would have killed for a wide-angle lens, but she's about the same size as the old SDF-17, a little smaller than the Archangel. They turned up out of nowhere this morning, out at the edge of the system. Jim Kirk and I went out to meet them. Turns out they're human, though not from any previously known line. They're from a group of colonies nobody's ever heard of, which were colonized by another planet nobody's ever heard of, and they misfolded a while back, so they have no clue whatsoever where they are. We think they might be from another galaxy. How exciting is that? Their situation will probably strike you as familiar, too. They were driven from their homeworlds unexpectedly, so their evacuation fleet was not what you would call purpose-built, and they've been surviving on spit and baling wire repairs ever since. They haven't been at it as long as the flotilla, but on the other hand, there are only about 200 ships in their fleet, maybe 50,000 people all told. And only the one warship. They call it a Battlestar, which you have to admit is catchy. The rest are mostly freighters, liners, a couple of ag ships. Some of them don't even have FTL of their own. They can only ride around on the big ship's fold drive. Here's one way in which they're definitely more screwed than you guys were, though. Their enemies are still chasing them. Robots, no less. Why is it always robots? At least, we think the Cylons are robots. Maybe that's what made them more willing to ally with us than the Admiralty was back in 2184. Whatever the reason, they're inside the sphere now. We're getting their civilians bunkered down and trying to figure out if we can even make their big ship, she's called Galactica, combat-worthy again. She's taken a hell of a beating. We don't know how long before the Cylons get here, but the Colonial leadership is pretty convinced they'll trace Galactica's trail eventually. Good thing we were building a battle fleet anyway. It never rains, but it pours in this job. By the way, what did Rail do to annoy the brass back home? He let slip the other day that he had to start his pilgrimage a little early, but clammed up when I asked him why. I'm assuming it's not related to his enormous collection of Minmay and the Marauder's bootlegs. Tidua G. From Tali Shukravas Archangel. Subject, Re. You don't see that every day. To Rear Admiral Benjamin D. Hutchins. Date, Wednesday, January 23rd, 2385, 083912-0 GST. Amazing. Did they build their robot aggressors themselves? As for Rail, I'm surprised he didn't tell you the whole story. He and Han Gerl were pleased enough with themselves at the time. They were sent out on one of our 10-man corvettes as part of a convoy escort. Everyone who's angling for a military career post-pilgrimage does it a few times, to make sure they have a head for that kind of service before they're committed. Some pirate band or another decided to help themselves to a straggler. The ship Rail and his friend were on took a pretty serious beating, and they... Well, come to think of it, what they did was a classic Wedge Defense Force stunt, disobeying orders to save lives. So they were heroes, but also insubordinate. The Admiral's deadlocked on what to do with them, so they compromised, slapped on a couple of medals, and then shipped them out to do their pilgrimages while the storm blew over. Tali. From Rear Admiral Benjamin D. Hutchins. Subject, Re. You don't see that every day. To Tali Shukra Vas Archangel. Date, Wednesday, January 23rd, 2385, 1042-12-0 GST. Ha! I like this kid a little more every day. He still needs a hobby, though, besides collecting punk rock music. Maybe he should join a band. We've got enough of them around here. It's probably hard to play the guitar with only two fingers, though. In fact, I can't think offhand of an instrument that is playable with two fingers. No, wait. Trombone. I guess I'll have to join a ska band. Or Swanee Whistle, I suppose, but all you can really do with that is be on I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. Surprisingly enough, the Colonials didn't build the Cylons. Someone else did. I'm fuzzy on the details. We only made first contact with these guys yesterday. But the basic outline I'm getting from the historical docs I've skimmed is that the Cylons were built by some other civilization as robot soldiers. They got into a war with the colonies umpteen hundred years ago, and then, I don't know exactly. They pulled a Vorlon, retired into a nebula or something, but nobody thought to shut the robots off before they left, so they've been mindlessly carrying on their maker's war. Or, well, not that mindlessly. They seem to have developed a much keener sense of strategy in the last decade or so. Maybe they've gone heuristic. G. From Tali Shukravas Archangel. Subject, Re, you don't see that every day. 2, Rear Admiral Benjamin D. Hutchins. Date, Wednesday, January 23rd, 2385, 12-11-01, minus 0, GST. Are you serious? That's even more of a karmic mess than what happened with us and the Geth. At least we brought the Geth on ourselves. There's been a lot of debate, when is there not, I know, but in the recent years, as to what the Quarian Union's position should be on synthetic life forms. The galaxy has a lot of them, after all, and most aren't the problem. Now that we're angling for full Federation membership, one of the things we have to face is whether to sign the Turing Accord. Some in the Conclave are absolutely opposed to this. They insist, in spite of all the evidence to the contrary, that there's no such thing as machine life, only particularly convincing simulations, and that recognizing synthetics as life forms is a priori stupid. Worse, that it's dangerous. That the rest of the galaxy is on the same slippery slope we fell down when the Geth rebelled. And then there are those who accept that the situation with the Geth got out of control because we, or rather, our forefathers, screwed up. To them, the infamous "Does this unit have a soul?" incident and its aftermath is a prime example of a botched first contact. And if the 20th century Quarians had handled it better, we and the Geth might today have a thriving composite society on Rannoch, or at least have gone our separate ways in peace. The people closest to me, who know what happened to us on Halo, Vedic, his grandfather when he was still alive, Morden, are a little surprised that I'd take the second view. Well, maybe not Morden so much. After all, look at the record. My life was disrupted, the plans I had for my future ruined, by the interference of an AI. The irony did not escape me in the years after it happened. But after a while I realized, as I roamed the galaxy, met other synthetics and broadened my horizons, that what Vision did wasn't the coldly calculated act of a rogue machine intelligence. It was the misguided act of a well-meaning person. She would have done the same thing if she had been made of flesh and blood. Anyway, my point is, the relationship between Quarian society and synthetic intelligence is still a tricky one. AI research is still strictly banned in the Union, and imports of foreign AI-based products are very tightly controlled. But if we're going to join the Federation, Turing is a bridge we're going to have to cross as a people. The news of your new contact, when it propagates to the general galactic public, is going to add a whole new wrinkle to that debate, so I'm glad I know about it now. It gives me time to plan what I'm going to say when it comes up on the floor of the Conclave. No, I haven't been elected to office or something and forgotten to tell you, but as the discoverer, so-called, of Halo and the leading figure in the ongoing research effort, for better or worse, my views carry some weight. I'm forever being asked what I think about things that are entirely outside my areas of expertise or interest. I might as well make use of that when a topic comes up that I actually give a damn about. Tally. From Rear Admiral Benjamin D. Hutchins. Subject, Re, you don't see that every day. 2, Tali Shukra Vas Archangel. Date, Thursday, January 24th, 2385, 02-1833, minus 0 GST. The most important men in town will come to fawn on me, like a Solomon the Wise. If you please, Reb Tevye. Pardon me, Reb Tevye, posing problems that would cross a rabbi's eyes. And it won't make one bit of difference if I answer right or wrong. When you're rich, they think you really know. Ya Tevye Lublu, G. From Tali Shukra Vas Archangel. Subject, Re, you don't see that every day. 2, Rear Admiral Benjamin D. Hutchins. Date, Thursday, January 24th, 2385, 08-55-39, minus 0 GST. Yes, exactly, except without the part about being rich. Love, Tali.